Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, praise God. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I am your host, Elder QT Docs, coming to you under the auspices of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders International Institute, and under the direction of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs. Today is a beautiful day. Today is Thanksgiving Day, and we are thankful. We are most definitely thankful to be here today. Just think of all the COVID problem that's going on and over 200,000 deaths here in the state of Michigan, and how thankful we are to be among the living. Amen. God is good. Think about all the deaths in the nation that's going on in this country. And we thank God for being alive today. We are thankful. We're thankful this Thanksgiving Day. We're thankful for our family, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors. We thank God for those that are unable to thank for themselves, for those that are in the need of prayer. We thank God. Amen. Let's be thankful today, because this is a day to be thankful for what we have, for what we give to others. Amen. Be thankful on this Thanksgiving Day. Be generous today. Amen. Thank God for all he has done for us. God is just so good today. Today is just Thanksgiving Day. We're going to be thankful. We're going to be coming out of several books from 2 Corinthians. And we're going to talk about how God has just put bread on our tables and clothes on our backs and kept us here thus far, because we travel from year to year and we still have our health and strength. And I want everybody to, all our listening viewers, to please pray for Brother Dave Patterson and pray for his daughter. She was admitted to the hospital the other day, and he's a faithful member of God, a man of God, a God-fearing man, and he's in need of prayer for not only him but for his daughter. You know, and she's a beautiful young lady, 27 years old, and she's been going through a lot. Let's just put our minds and hearts and soul together and pray for her. Continue to pray for her until she does better. Amen. And continue to pray after she does better. Amen, amen. I'm coming to you today on Thanksgiving Day. Day is Thursday, Thirst for Truth, and I am your host once again, Elder QT Docs. You know, God doesn't just want us to bless. He just doesn't want to just bless us and meet our needs. But when he does that, he also wants us to bless others and meet their needs. You know, we need to give, be generously in Jesus' name as we give, and don't hold back. And you give from your heart. You know, be that recipient that God has been to us. We want to be the same to others. Amen. In 2 Corinthians, it states, I'm not going to read the whole verse. It says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgiving to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that God's come from your confession of the gospel of Christ. And in the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you in prayer, for you, because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gifts. God is so good. Now, gratitude doesn't just come because we receive something. Generosity also inspires thankfulness in the one who gives. That gratitude gets translated into more generosity. It cycles. It's addictive. When you start giving, when you start helping people, when you start serving people, if it's a feeling you get. It's like an addict. You want more. It's a euphoria. It's that feeling of, hey, I want more. Give me more. You know, it's like an alcoholic. Give me more. Give me more. You know, you want that juice when you start helping others, and when you see the pleasure on their face, the look on their face when you do just a little things brings a lot of joy to the heart of many. And if we just look at what we have or something we have earned, we hold on tight to it. But if we recognize that God gave us the ability to make money, it's natural to see ourselves as a steward of what he has entrusted us. You know, one of the keys to thankfulness and generosity is seeing that everything belongs to God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, here's a story that illustrates, though, basically what I'm talking about. It's a woman who had finished her shopping and returned back to her car, and she found four men inside it. She dropped her shopping bag, drew a handgun from her purse, and with a forceful voice said, I have a gun. I know how to use it. Get out of the car. Those men did not wait for a second invitation. They jumped out and ran like crazy. The woman, understandably shaken, quickly loaded her shopping bags and got into the car. She just wanted to get out of there as fast as she could. But no matter how she tried, she could not get her key into the ignition. Then it just hit her. It dawned on her. This isn't my car. She looked, and indeed her car was parked four or five spaces away. She got out, looked around to see if the men were near, loaded the bags into her own car, and drove to the police station to turn herself in. The desk sergeant said, after hearing her story, nearly fell out of his chair laughing. He pointed to the other end of the counter, where four men was reporting a carjacking by a woman with glasses and curly white hair, less than 5 feet tall and carrying a large handgun. No charges were filed. You know, Mark tells us about a rich young ruler who comes to Jesus looking for eternal life. Jesus tell him to sell everything he has and give the proceeds to the poor. since he had so many possessions, he walked away dejected. Amen. God is just so good. God is just so good. Amen. You know, sometimes we hold tightly to our stuff, to things. We can't obey what God is telling us to do. We don't even recognize that as we give to others, God blesses us with joy and thanksgiving. You know, when we give from our heart to others and not expecting anything in return, God is blessing us with joy and thanksgiving to us. You know, we told our culture, this consuming environment that we have, is happier to have more stuff. We need this. We need that. And we keep grabbing. We keep pulling. We keep searching for more things. But Jesus called us out of that culture and to generously give what we have to others. We have to start giving more. We have to start loving more. We have to start doing more for those who are less fortunate than we are. What we don't see is that when we trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He blesses us. He blesses us all the time. He never fails. We're not called to suffer through giving to others. It's just that we won't see the blessing in it until we learn to be obedient to His word. When He instructs us to do something, we must do it. If we're obedient to what He tells us to do, we are blessed. We will be blessed. Amen. You know, and probably the most generous and thankful people that we know, they aren't the wealthiest. It is entirely possible to know those that has less than what we think the millionaires and billionaires and whatever have. It's those with limited means that gives the most. Those with the heart. You know, when it comes to generosity, remember Paul has a particular lexicon. He said the words he associated with giving and generous and generosity, Paul talks about abound. He talks about increase. He talks about enlarge. He talks about overflowing and surpassing grace. Amen. When we abound in our generosity, thankfulness is the nature. It's natural. It's a natural response. We can't internalize this truth. Amen. We must practice generosity. God is increasingly generous to us. That's why we're here today. That's why I'm here today. You know, I'm here sitting here talking to you. God has blessed me. God has been generous to me. He's keeping me moving in the right direction. Because in Him, He moves and live and have my being. God is just so good. You can see this in His creation, how He blessed people who follows Him and the people who don't. God doesn't bless us because we deserve what He gives, but God gives us an abundantly because it is His nature to be generous. And it should be in our nature as we imitate our Lord and Savior. It should be in our nature to be generous. Anytime we realize how God has been good to us, it becomes obvious that we should act or reciprocate generously with others because we are thankful for what God has done for us. Amen. God is just so good. You know, it's just, you know, I just look back and, you know, I look on today and see how wonderful God has been, how God has kept all of us in perfect peace, how God kept us all with a sound mind because we're just one slip away from sane and insanity. It's just, we're just one slip away. We're not that far. But our God is an awesome God. He's a sovereign God. He stands alone. you know, some of the richest farmland in this country is in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. You know, that's where the Amish, for some reason, the topsoil in that richest area of the country, and you can find the best harvest, the best crops, comes from that area, from tobacco to apples. You know, the Amish has a field of beautiful crops. You know, and all of us are harvesting too. Everyone seemed to participate in harvesting that crop to get it ready for the market, to get ready to be sold. To harvest crop is to bring them in, and that's what we need to do. We need to harvest people. You talking about harvest crop? Let's harvest people. Let's bring them out of the storm. Let's get them ready. Let's get them ready for our Lord and Savior. Let's get them, you know, let's get them back on track. You know, we need, you know, it's harvesting, and it's giving them shelter. It's keeping them growing. Let's celebrate, you know, their year's end, to know that God is there with them. Just, you know, just clench your fist and say, our God is an awesome God. You know, in the Old Testament, the harvest was observed by the feast of Sukkoth, or the feast of the booth. The feast was a reminder of God's beautiful goodness and the blessing of God's providence in the lives of his people. You know, this Thanksgiving, my brothers and sisters, as we farm our lives, as we farm things and give thanks for the beautiful, and as we yield as the days to come, thank God for all that he has done. Let's pause and ask ourselves, what in our lives, by divine grace, has been safely gathered and sheltered from the storm? What did God do to keep us, to secure us, protect us from the storm? Look around you. You have a roof over your head. Look around you. You have clothes on your back. Look around you. You have shoes on your feet. And look around you outside your box. Look at those that don't have clothes on their back. They don't have shelter. They don't have shoes. They don't have food. They don't have a job. They don't have a family. Look around you and see what you can do to help. Amen. Be thankful for what you have. And in return, try to give thanks to others. Help others to pull them up and to grab a hold of them and tell them, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, think about what relationship have restored. What relationship? You know, is it family? Is it friends? Is it church? Is it coworkers? Relationship with God. Amen. You know, what financial difficulty has been resolved in your life? How can you resolve and help others, and help others with their financial difficulty? Amen. Look around you and just see the little things that you can do. What health problems have been cleared up in your life? Oh my goodness. And then just see how God has strengthened you, has improved your health from all the dire situation that you have gone through. Then you look around you and you see others that is still struggling and going through their health situation, their financial situation, their sheltering, their consuming for something to, you know, begging for something to eat. Now, I am sure that some of you are probably nodding and saying, you know, yes, yes, thanks be to God for all God has done for you. But to those who are celebrating, I say, amen. But while we are celebrating, Others are mourning and asking themselves, how long, Lord? How long must I suffer? How long must I go through this? How long must I endure? How long must I be in this situation? How long, the Lord? How long, Father God? How long? Tell you today, do not be discouraged. Because our God is an on-time God. Believe in what he said he would do. Trust in his words, because his word is true. Amen. In Psalms 125:6, it says, talks about God's promise. It says, those who go out and weep, those who go out weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. And one translation, it says, this psalm is subtitled, it said, it's a harvest of joy. Because if the seed we sow is according to God's commandments, then it is fed and watered by God's faithfulness and love, not our own. We will each reap a harvest of joy, but in God's time, not ours. You can't push God. You can't rush God. Your arms is too short to box with God. So don't even try it, my brothers and sisters. You just stay on your knees and in prayer and let God move. And he will move in his way, on his time, not yours. Our God is an on-time God. He might not come when we want him, but he's going to be there on time, no matter what. I don't care if it takes 2 months, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. Our God is a good God. You have that faith of a mustard seed. You continue to wait. You continue to try. God will bring you through the fire. He will make you, he'll allow you to cross the River Jordan. You'll make it to the other side. Our God is a good God. Amen. You know, it's one thing I learned about farming is that different crops have different rates of growth. Some takes longer and bear fruit later than others, but no matter how long it takes, our God is in the business of bringing in the harvest through the healing, restoring work of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 19, it encourages us, it says, whoever plows should plow in hope, and whoever threshes should thresh in hope of a share in the crop. We can plow and thresh in hope, because God will fulfill God's promise, for God is the source of all good things. Amen. I mean, can't you just feel that? No matter what you're going through, our God is always there. I mean, God is moving. We don't see his hands, but we know that he's moving. He's moving in our life. No matter what's going on, no matter how raging the storm may be, the Master is there. He controls the tempest. Like that song said, Master, the tempest is raging. Whoa, the ship, oh, is tossing high. That is so true. But God will speak to the wind. God will speak to that storm. And he will make your life. He will calm your spirit. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. The ability to give thanks with a joyful heart begins with recognizing that God is the source of our good things, and that God is always faithful towards his children. He's going to be faithful towards us. We are all God's children, and we must remember that God has done, God has made possible. Our God is mercifully preventing dozens of things from happening to us that we don't even know about. God will provide us with a sense of self-satisfied gratitude. Our God is an awesome God. This brings me to this point. You know, we are to remember that God is the one who is faithful and provide not only for us. He provides for everyone. We need to give thanks and it is important. Correctively watch our egos. Don't let your egos get into the way. Don't let your egos blind your direction and from going in the way God wants you to go. Don't let your ego become selfishness. Don't let your ego become self-centered. Don't let your ego put your pride. In the way. Give thanks. Let's just thank God. Let's help us to remember who's in charge of our lives. Who is the Alpha and the Omega? Who is the author and finisher of our lives? Just remember that no matter what we're looking for, no matter what we're striving for, as he said, who's the landlord? Who's the landowner? God is the landowner. We are just the steward. We are just here. Amen. So it's just, I'm just so happy today that I'm so happy for my family and for other people's family and my friends and, you know, and former co-workers and neighbors and people that I've met along my journey and knowing that today is a thankful day and a lot of family can't be together, but with technology today, you know, you have this Zoom, you just have dual conversation on your cell phone. You can bring people up on the other side. It's just like just so the technology is here today, and in this political environment and this ills of society that's going on right now, you don't have to be there at the table. For safety reasons, you don't have to be there at all. Amen. Let's just thank God for just being with someone you love, being with someone you can talk to, someone you could just reach out to, even if it's by telephone, by cell, by internet. You know, it's just thank God just for this day that you know that they're okay. That God's just keeping them in perfect peace and good health and moving right along. Even though we don't see it, we know that God is moving on our behalf. And it is our spiritual duty, no matter what, to share God's gift and blessings with others. I'm going to just take a pause for the calls for and just listen to this song. Amen.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Let God provide. You know, it's just like the farmer, and we have to put ourselves, you know, in his shoe many times. Few farmers will whore what they harvest. They must part with their crops. They must part with their crops so that both they and their neighbors may eat. Now, as Christians, we can't hold on to what isn't ours to start with. And that's what we have to realize. It's not ours. It belongs to God. So as Christians, we can't hold on what we don't have. What we think we have, we don't have. Because in Psalms 24, it declares, it said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And if everything we have really belongs to God, how can we not share God's things with those whom God created also, whom God loved, and for whom God sent Jesus to die for? And he died for not only you and me, he died for all of us. He has no respect to person. And Paul emphasizes, he said that God is God who makes it possible for us to be as generous with others as God has been with us, so that through our generosity, thankfulness to God will abound all the more. My brothers and sisters, I hope we're receiving what I'm saying. You know, if you are blessed, it doesn't hurt to bless others. I don't care how small. You don't have to bless them with monetary things. Bless them with the word. Bless them with a smile. Bless them with something nice. Just bless them. Just bless them with a smile. Just anything. You know, the generosity of spirit is vital to the Christian discipleship. You know, as Christians, we must represent our Lord and Jesus Savior. But we must represent them with generosity. We must represent our Lord with that light that shines, that they say, hey, there's something about that person. You know, that person is just so genuine. That person is not fake. That person is not that, as they say, that Hollywood neon where everybody putting on this front of everybody is an actress, or everybody is a makeup artist. Everybody wants to be, you know, in the best shape. Everybody wants to be beautiful. Everybody wants to be, you know, not only do we need to thank God, but we need to express appreciation to one another. Because if God is expressing his appreciation to us and giving us the blessing, we must in turn express our appreciation to one another. Now, how often do we thank the garbage man? How often do we thank the store clerk? Tell me, how often do we thank the kids, you know, that might pick a paper that's in front of our yard? How often do we thank our spouse? I mean, how often do you thank the police officers? And how often do you thank the family, the nurses, the doctors? How often do you just thank them for being on the front line? How often do you thank our soldiers that's protecting this country? How often do you thank our military men? Just thanking them would go a long way. Why don't you thank someone today? You know, make a difference in their life. You know, we are called to be generous with our thanks and give of ourselves in love and kindness and thoughtfulness compassion, and self-sacrifice. It is these traits of Jesus that we need to offer abundantly to one another. Amen. We have so much for which we need to give thanks to. And we need to give thanks not only to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we need to give thanks to others. And you would be amazed. You would be elated to know just the little things that you do to someone else with kindness, how that will go a long way, how that will just spread. That will be contagious. Amen. And I know for a fact it is contagious. Your kindness goes a long way. Haven't you ever, for example, haven't you ever opened a door for someone, then the next person opened a door for you, then you turn around, that person opened a door for someone else? Amen. You being blessed, now you bless someone else, and someone else turn around blessing someone else, it is contagious. But we just can't stop there. We must go on. We must continue to bless others. Amen. We don't have to plan a meal around shopping trips to a large city. We don't have to wash every vegetables, every piece of fruit once we begin preparing a meal. We don't have to rewash our laundry because the water isn't as clean as wear stains clothing because of the water. We don't have to share internet time with an entire community. And we certainly don't have to walk everywhere. But you take places like Kenya, you know, those people in Kenya have to, you know, they have to share their meal. They have to wash their vegetables. They have to do things for safety and for health and hygiene wise. We don't have to catch the bus everywhere because we do have buses. In some places they don't have transportation and they have to walk. So what I'm telling you is be thankful for what you have. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I receive what I'm telling you. We are thankful to have electricity or a flush toilet or a bed to sleep in, a car, a cell, TV, computers. We have these things. Don't take it for granted, because some of us, you hear people complaining, they are annoyed with their computers. They're annoyed with this. They're annoyed with things because they have it. You take away those amenities, those material things that these people have, and see how their life will change. They probably can't function because they depend on these technology to get them through the day. Well, if we depend on those technology to get us through the day, let's depend on Christ for eternal life to get us through the rest of our life for eternity. Amen. We have much to be thankful for. God is just so good. Sharing God with others, sharing his generosity with others is a very act of giving thanks. We give thanks every time we put an extra can or two of a veggie in our grocery cart. Let's put one or two in for the food bank. We give thanks when we offer scholarships for young adults to go on mission trips so that they might experience their faith in action in the world. We give thanks every time we place our tithe in the offering plate and remember God has been gracious to us. Giving thanks is sharing God's blessing with others. Giving your clothes away to Salvation Army or to a clothing drive or to you know, just those little things put smiles on people's face. We have to, you know, give you thanks, because if we are blessed, let's bless others. Giving thanks means thanking God with a joyful heart for what all he has done for us. Amen. Giving thanks. God is just so good. Each one of us, you must make up your mind and not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves, because we know God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. We too are compelled to make up our minds to offer what we have with joyful hearts when we give to the Salvation Army as they shake in that bell. Drop whatever you can, because they help people. The Red Cross, they help people. If we can be a blessing to them, they're going to be the blessing to others. Let's not be bitter. Let's not be conceited. Because if we do, we are not thinking like God. Let's just do things with our hearts. And, you know, something that I realized when I was helping out in Katrina some years ago. I was down there helping out in Katrina, and I was down there for around 6 months. And I didn't realize how, I guess I didn't really know the true ramification, the true detail, what Red Cross, what they do for people. But being down there and when there's no cell towers and you know, the banks does work, nothing works. No ATMs, nothing was working until they had finally got it up after a couple of months. But when you're down there and you see how Red Cross and are providing food to the people in the community, how Red Cross are providing waters and clothing and just something new to them that they were lacking during that time of the storm that Katrina had wreaked havoc on that area. During that time, you know, you think it was a war zone. If you've ever seen any war, or if you've ever been in the war, you'll see cars on top of a roof. So you see bodies floating. You see dead animals. You see yada, yada, yada. It's there. But when I saw what the Red Cross was doing, and the volunteers came from all over the country to help out, and I really appreciate what Red Cross did for the people on that particular disaster. But that's how Red Cross work in all disasters. So what I'm saying is, you know, you be a blessing, you will bless others. You might not see it, but you are blessing others. And we must just thank God out of the sheer joy of having received his abundant blessing to bless others. Amen. I just want to thank God today for my listening viewers. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. I thank God that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, no matter where you at. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're able to raise your hand and just say, Lord, I'm here. I thank you for everything you have done for me and others, for my family. Father, I just thank you. Just continue blessing me so I can be a blessing to others, no matter what it may be. A smile, a bumping of elbows, you know, a winking of an eye, an encouraging word, just something, just giving to someone. Because we don't know if they need it or not, but you want to give from your heart. And when you give, you feel good about it. Ah, God goes, that's my child. That's someone that was in the Word with me. That's someone after my own heart. Amen. Thank you once again for today. Thank you once again for being faithful to the cause. Thank you once again for being obedient to the Word, for just coming on the line, just receiving, because I'm hoping that, and I'm praying that you would just take what you heard and marinate it and just spread it on to someone. You know, and as you If you ever, if you get out the house, no matter how short your travel may be, your journey may be, maybe to the post office, maybe to the grocery store, you know, just thank the clerk, because they're catching a lot of flack. You know, they're catching it. So if we could just thank them, you know, because, you know, they're getting hurt for just telling someone to put on a mask, and they, you know, they're getting feedback, they're getting back talk, they're getting being sassed out for no reason, for just doing their jobs. The same way with police officers, soldiers, doctors, lawyers, firemen, go on, so on, so on. Just be thankful and be thankful to others. Amen. Thank you once again for this day, and I thank God for you. I hope God continue to bless you and shine his countenance upon you. May God continue to cover you with the blood of the Lamb from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I want to thank God that he continue to keep you going and keep you striving in the right direction. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, may God carry you and go with God's speed throughout this week. And I'll see you next week. Amen. God is an awesome God. Thank you, and have a blessed and glorious day.
Keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody, that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it. Get left. Lift your voice and say, God is sending. Your hands all over the room and say, this one,
won't be my soul no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night
won't be my soul no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you. Begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my